As you leave the front doors of St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, you see immediately across the street a four-story high bronze statue of the Greek god Atlas. He's carrying the earth on his back, bearing the weight of the world. Someone said that the statue reminds those exiting the church that they are re-entering the world of the other gods. Labor, deadlines, troubles, burdens, and worries. The weight of the world that we carry on our backs. Amidst all of that, Jesus says, today come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will give you rest. Jesus appeals to those who are weighed down, those burdened by anxiety or woe, the hardworking, and the world weary, those who fret about yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Jesus invites those of us who are excessively responsible and controlling to let go of our illusion of self-sufficiency, to give it a rest. The soul will find rest when we come to believe and know Jesus as our constant companion, that he's in it with us, living within us, helping us to carry that load, always walking us forward toward life. The poet Rainer Rilke portrays this spiritual rest in his poem, The Swan. After describing the awkward, labored steps of the swan on land, he writes that the letting go of the ground we stand on and cling to every day is like the swan when he nervously lets himself down into the water, which receives him gaily, and which flows under and after him, wave after wave, while the swan, unmoving and marvelously calm, is pleased to be carried, each moment more fully grown, more like a king, farther and farther on. Pleased to be carried. That's the rest Jesus provides.